You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 972. Today's Devo is called Countdown to the Cross, Day 2.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are just a few days away from Easter Sunday. I hope you have your outfit ready because I definitely have my outfit ready to go. Make sure it's steamed, make sure it's ironed because we're going to look our Sunday best this Easter Sunday. And we have an encouraging word from my mom, Pastor Mary Alessi. She's going to encourage us, leading us into Easter Sunday because just so you're aware, this is Holy Week. So God is going to be doing something special in your life. He could be doing something special in your life if you just keep your eyes open to what he's going to do, because this week is holy. It's special. So Pastor Mary, please tell us why and give us a good teaching today.
I would love to. This is probably one of my most favorite weeks of the entire year. Holy Week. Some people call it Passion Week, but it leads us up to the very essence of our faith and why we believe what we believe. Why we believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Mm. The difference that this story makes than any other religion is that we have a God that not only wants us to serve him, but the God that we serve serves us and came and gave his life for you and for me so that we could live a brand new life.
Amen.
We just wrote a new song for Easter. He came to change my story.
Mm.
And that's exactly what Jesus coming into our lives in this Easter week, the way he came and what happened to him through that week that led up to the cross, is for each and every one of us as believers, another area to have such a gripping, compelling revelation mm-hmm. on who Jesus is in our lives. And our verse today is Mark 11, and it's verse 24, Mark 11, 24 in the NIV. And it says, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours."
Amen.
I'm going to read it one more time. "Therefore, I tell you," and this is Jesus speaking. This is the red letter words in the Bible. When you see them in red, these are Jesus's words. "Therefore, I tell you," Jesus said, "whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it and it will be yours."
Amen.
I believe that. I've seen God work very many miracles in my life. As a matter of fact, when Jesus said that, he had just actually done many miracles. There were many that had been healed. The Bible said he had gone through different cities and healed all of their sick, all of their lame. Dead were raised back to life. So if you could imagine being one of the followers that followed Jesus around during that time and heard him say those words, if you will pray, whatever you ask for, if you believe it, you'll receive it.
Amen.
What makes that difficult for us is, for believers, you know, we've prayed that prayer before, and maybe it hasn't happened.
Mm.
Maybe you're listening to this morning thinking, I have such a hard time believing it could be that simple. Well, listen, let's just understand something. When Jesus made that statement to us, it wasn't just mere words, wasn't a fairy tale. But he did give his life so that you and I could walk in that understanding.
Amen.
And access that by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't pray hard enough. Sometimes we don't understand that that prayer by faith is available to us. Because the verse says, if you'll believe it and bring it to God through prayer.
Yeah.
Not through talking, not through wishful thinking, not through hoping, not on a vision board, praying. And what does praying mean? There's a humbling that takes place.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus coming to this earth and giving his life for us showed the greatest act of humility. He humbled himself. He did not have to, but he gave his life for you and me. So when we come to God in prayer, that's a difficult thing. That's a bold move. It's a humility that we display. And we say, God, you are the maker of all things.
Yeah.
You know what I need. You know where I'm at, and I need this prayer to be true. So let's pray it together right now today. Yeah. Father, we come before you and we just thank you that your word is true. And we stand on the truth of your word. We speak it in your name and it will be done. We ask for greater faith to be the believers you've called us to be, so that when we do pray this prayer, we will see the miracles in our lives. And we thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.